Now, for those who would like to learn Tagalog, Filipino on their own, and are having a hard time doing it because of the cluttered information online, you may visit patreon.com/learntagalogfilipino and become a member. You may choose to subscribe to get all the links to all the lessons and podcast episodes that has been published. The links will be there, will give you a systematic way of learning Tagalog or Filipino on your own, and of course, in your own pace. And you may ask unlimited questions to guide you in learning the Filipino language, and you will surely answer. Now, here is our Tagalog word, gayuma. Gayuma is a Filipino term that translates to love potion or charm in English. It refers to a concoction or substance believed to have magical properties that can make someone fall in love with the person who administers it. In Filipino folklore and traditional belief systems, gayuma is often associated with spells or rituals performed by shamans or folk healers to attract or influence romantic feelings. However, it's important to note that the effectiveness of such potions is not scientifically proven, and reliance on them can have ethical and legal implications. Ang gayuma ay isang salitang Filipino na nangangahulugang love potion sa English. Ito ay tumutukoy sa isang likido o sangkap na pinaniniwalaang may mahiwagang bisa na maaaring maging makapangyarihan o makagayuma sa isang tao, at mahulog siya dito at mapaibig ito. Sa mga alamat, ang tradisyonal na paniniwala ng mga Filipino, ang gayuma ay madalas na iugnay sa ritual o maikling dasal na isinasagawa ng mangkukulam o albularyo para maimpluwensya ang isang babae o isang lalaki para ito ay mapaibig. Mahalaga na maintindihan natin na maaaring epektibo ito sa iba naman na hindi. Ngunit ito ay hindi napapatunayan pa ng siyensya. At ang pagtitiwala rito ay maaaring magdulot ng mga etikal o legal na issue. Now, in this part, I will be reading a letter about a love potion. Here's the letter. You may go to our Patreon page if you would like to get the complete transcript of this letter. That's patreon.com/learntagalogfilipino. Mahal kong Mr. X, matindi ang pagmamahal ko kay Delia. Ngunit matapos ang 4 na buwan na pagsuyo at panliligaw, ay sinabi niya sa akin na talagang wala akong pag-asa kung itutuloy ko pa ang panliligaw sa kanya. My dear Mr. X, my love for Delia is intense, but after 4 months of courting and relentless pursuit, she told me that I really do not have hope if I continue to court her. Gayunpaman, hindi ako sumuko sa pagpapakita ng aking pagmamahal. Nevertheless, I didn't give up on showing my love. Patuloy ko siyang pinupuntahan at sinusuyo nang walang tigil hanggang sa ibalibag niya ang pintuan sa aking mukha sa galit niya. I continued to visit her and relentlessly court her until she slams the door on my face in anger. Masakit sa akin ang ginawa niya at naisipan kong gumamit ng gayuma. I was hurt because of what she did, That's why I thought of using a love potion. May kaibigan akong nagbigay sa akin ng gayuma. I have a friend who gave me a love potion. Nakalagay ito sa isang maliit na bote at sinabi ng kaibigan ko na ilagay ko lang ito sa inumin ni Delia para siya ay mahulog sa akin. It's placed in a small bottle and my friend told me to just put it in Delia's drink so she'll fall in love with me. Ngunit hindi ko alam kung paano ito gagawin dahil hindi naman kami nagkakasama sa pagkain. But I don't know how to do it because we don't usually eat together. Sa tingin mo, totoo bang may bisa ang gayuma? Do you think love potions are effective? Salamat, Carding. Thanks, Carding. Dear Carding, nakakalungkot ang iyong pinagdaraanan. Alam kong mahal na mahal mo si Delia. Ngunit hindi mo dapat pilitin ang iyong sarili sa kanya kung hindi kanya gusto. I understand the sadness you're going through. I know you love Delia very much, but you shouldn't force yourself on her if she doesn't feel the same way about you. Ang gayuma ay totoo, ngunit masama itong paraan. Hindi maganda na pilitin mo ang isang tao na mahalin ka sa pamamagitan ng pangkukulam. Ito ay salungat sa kaniyang kagustuhan. Love potion is real, but it's a bad way. It's not good to force someone to love you through witchcraft. It goes against their will. Hindi maganda na isipin mo kung paano mo ilalagay ang gayuma sa inumin ng iyong nililigawan. Kapag nahuli ka, mas lalo ka lang magkakaproblema. It's not good to think about how you'll put a love potion in the drink of your crush. If you get caught, you'll only have more problems. Ang tamang gawin, tanggapin ang pagkabigo at humanap ng ibang paraan upang magmahal ng isang tao. The right thing to do is to accept failure and find other ways to love a person. Tandaan, ang pagsisikap na mahalin ka ng pilit ay magdudulot lamang ng pagsisisi sa huli. Remember, forcing someone to love you will only lead to regret in the end. Tandaan mo, ang gayuma ay labag sa kalooban ng Diyos at may masamang dulot ito, kaya huwag mong subukang gamitin. Remember, love potion goes against God's will and has negative consequences. So don't attempt to use it. Now, if you like this episode, you may subscribe to us on patreon.com/learntagalogfilipino, and there you will get the transcript of this letter and English translations. Thanks to our subscribers, especially to Trey, Jack, Leia, and Ellie.